A lot to get into. Like, you've been busy in the past few months, but talk to me about that match, getting an opportunity to challenge for a world title again, and really getting a chance to work with a new talent like Moose.
For the last few months, I've had a lot of firsts showing up in different companies, being in the ring with people that one I never thought would be possible or have never seen before or have only seen footage of. But the decision to go to TNA and New Japan is purely based on I saw what they had to offer. I saw their business model, their business plan, and they had long-term goals for the company, for the champion, for the brand, everything. And I said, this is the place that I want to be and I want to help. So other than showing up and having some matches, I actually had to have a really good match with former TNA World Champion Macklin. That was a blast. But now the current world champion Moose, who I will not sit here and pretend that he's bad at wrestling because he's a bad guy. He's got a bunch of people protecting him. The system's watching his back. But he's earned the right to be the champion. You know, he dominated for a few years. He's come into his own. He's had the banner of TNA over his shoulder for the last few years. And someone who actually looks the part, backs it up, and can fight, can move quick, that linebacker breaking speed. He looks great. He can do a lot of different things. Hopefully, the thing that he may lack is the experience. And I'm not experienced like, oh, I'm old, I got experience. That's the one thing. Like, no. I have a ring IQ that's very high. There's a reason somebody who does not have a relative in the business, did not work the independents, 5'11", 190 pounds, lasted 19 years in New York, two times as world heavyweight champion. It sure as hell wasn't because I was getting favors done for me. It was someone who could break through even if they didn't want me to. So my plan now is to take that and pass that on. And I'm not just sitting around giving advice to young up and comers. I want to be the best. I want to be world champion. I want to represent TNA. I want everybody to think of me and have that name be synonymous with TNA because I know that locker room has so much. They're busting about this pay-per-view because we're all going to try and outdo each other. We want everyone to be talking about TNA. We just had WrestleMania. AEW is being talked about constantly. We want TNA to be the name when people say, "How awesome was that show? How great is that roster? Did you see what the hell just happened?" That kind of just a buzz around is purely based on all the talent that we have here, and it's really going to shine through on Saturday at Rebellion.
Now, I don't know if you do this, but I've heard wrestlers over the years, like, they won't watch their own matches. Do you do any homework on your opponents, or is it sort of the same thing? Like, you can't watch tape. It's more like watching the matches behind the curtain as
No,
they're.
no, no. I famously don't watch wrestling, and that's more of a dig that I hated what I was doing for the last 5 years, but maybe longer. But whatever, it's a joke. But I mean, to be a complete and to be someone who has everything thought of in your head because you have that ring IQ, no matter what the situation, you can't just go in blind. You're robbing yourself and you're robbing the fans. That's just ignorant. You have to do some homework, whether it's on just yourself. What do I do in this position? What do I do like this? What do I do if someone runs out? What do I do if I hurt my shoulder? What if my shoulder comes out of place? Anything that you can think of course I do. So in this case, a couple of different shows I've had to bounce around, or companies, or even independent shows, I didn't know the person. I had to look up what they do, where they can be, what their movements are, and even still, not touching somebody and doing it one time as that match starts with all eyes on you, you got to be good to go. So Moose can do a lot of different things, and he has. Of course, he has the system with him, which obviously that's not the best way to be a good guy champion who's representing the company because you use some underhanded techniques. But also, you have to give props where it's due. If you do what it takes to cheat and still come out on top, you're still the champ. You're not the champ with an asterisk by you. It's not a Barry Bonds home run title. You're the champ and it doesn't matter. So deal with it. So, however he finds a way to keep that title, that's huge. I was world champ and I didn't keep it for too long. So that broke my heart. So if I ever become world champ again, it's sure as hell not to not do homework, phone it in, and then just say, "Hey, I won this. That's cool. We got this moment," and then let it go. That's when the real hard work starts. And he's really cementing a legacy as an up and coming, very good professional wrestler.
I'm glad I get a chance to watch this one because funny story about your cash-in. I was supposed to go to that. That was in New Jersey, had tickets, and I was still in college. And my professor's like, "No, you can't miss a class," because it was a once a week, 3 hour class. I'm like, "All right." I'm
That's
like,
how they get you.
I'm new. I don't want to upset him. I get there, and then like halfway through the class, he's like, "Yeah, you probably could have missed one." And then I see it. I'm like, "Of all nights." So
That's what you get for being a good student, you idiot.
I have, and now I run a wrestling website. So.
Yes. Shoot for the stars, brother. I love it.
I should put my degree to better use.
Well, I'm clearly using my political science and pre-law degree, so that's really working out for me. I don't even wear a suit. I don't even watch Judge Judy. I don't know. Who knows?
You've done the talk show circuit a little bit. That's like, that's probably as close as you get, right?
That's good enough. Yeah.
So I do a watch list feature where I try to get match picks. Obviously, you have 2 decades worth of stuff to pick from, but is there a match that maybe if your fans aren't, or I should say, if TNA fans aren't familiar with your work, is there
Oh gosh,
one
yeah.
match or maybe a few that you'd be like, all right, here's who you're getting on?
The first one that popped into my head when you first started talking about that was, you'll have to help, or someone will have to help me out. I usually ask TJ, Natty's husband, when I can't think of a date or a match or a show from 20 years ago. But Del Rio and myself did a Payback pay-per-view in Chicago where he beat the living hell out of me, and I was coming back from a concussion story-wise. And we had a turn, a double turn, and I was so proud of it because the emotions that were there. There was people in the crowd covering their mouths because it was gross. It looked gritty. It stood out as totally different. And we swapped positions as me, the bad guy who was never winning any matches, was becoming this sympathetic character who was just getting kicked over and over in the head. And it is a really beautiful thing that was painstakingly put together, and it really came off beautifully. So you can see the story that I put into everything. And a lot of times I'm the smaller, I'm 5'11, 195, 200 pounds. A lot of times I'm fighting an uphill battle no matter who it is. And when it comes to moves, that is something like that's special. Like I had a match with Edge at Royal Rumble a long time ago, 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And everybody in that arena knew I wasn't winning the match. And 10 minutes into that match, nobody sat down for the next 15 because they weren't sure. And that meant I did everything I could, especially being led by Edge, which made it easy. But it was someone that I rode with and learned from for years, and then got to have that very special match where it was just, I was totally painted as a dork. He was a cool guy. He beat me up and speared me every step of the way through until the match, and then still beat me up in the match. But everybody knew. And then halfway through, they just weren't sure in that last 5, 10 minutes. Every false finish, everybody jumped up like this was it. And to be able to do that kind of a feat when someone is not booked as a viable competitor goes above and beyond to show how awesome Edge is. But that's a beautiful match. Those two stories really play out together in the ring based on the storyline that they were involved in. It makes it so much better when you have that connection.
And that's really what I like about my wrestling. Like, I know people like want the swerve or the surprise, and but sometimes the most obvious result is the best one. It's just how you get from point A to point B. And I always say this, Santino almost winning the Elimination Chamber. I think that's still, and I appreciate your examples too, but that match is like, Santino is a comedy character, and
Yep.
he had people like sitting on the edge of their chair that night. And I just think, I like parody in wrestling. To use the NFL comparison, any team can win on any given Sunday, and that's the expectation. And I want parody in my wrestling too.
Yeah, and we throw that to the side a lot, and a lot of times they're like, "Nah, you can't do that." Nah. And hopefully it was because long term, once every 10 years, you can make something special like that happen. But also, there's smaller instances where you can always have that. I know exactly the match you're talking about. I'm a bad person. I'm a bad wrestling watcher or remembering stuff. But I remember, I'm like, oh, here we go. This will be fun. And over the course of 5 minutes, like, oh my God, he's going to get him. He's going to get him. Oh my God, is he going to get him? That is, we all know the deal. We all know it's entertainment, but when you can watch a movie and sit back and relax and put your phone down and not stop absorbing what's happening and being in the moment, which is really hard to do in 2024, that means you are telling a beautiful story. And that's where the money is in wrestling. Beautiful stories that people can either get behind or hate more than anything. And either way, you have that emotion.
Flip side to that, worst match you've ever been a part of?
Oh God, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. One of the times where Degeneration X beat all five of us in like 5 minutes and bloodied us and threw us in a trash can, or like one of those kind of things where
Yeah.
you're like, man, this is really putting a hat on a hat. We get it, guys. The worst match I've ever had. Damn it, I don't know. I don't know that I can think of one. Gosh, I don't know. You got something good?
I'm not thinking of anything in particular. It's just, I mean, you can hear what's your favorite match or what's your best match, like how many times. And so I'm like, all right, maybe,
But okay, here. This is this has
nothing's jumping
nothing to do
out.
with it. But there was a time where I was fired up, and I got to a point where I wasn't getting promoted in my position 10 years ago, maybe 11. And I wasn't getting promoted. I was going out and stealing the show and coming back through Gorilla going, follow that, MFers, and throwing a bottle of water. And nobody could do anything about it because they couldn't follow it. So it made it kind of fun. And then I got to a point where I just barely was sinking my teeth into like a 2 week story, and they canceled it, which happens all the time. It's Hollywood. That's part of the deal. And I was furious, and I was in the dark match, and it was myself versus Rusev. We went out. And when I came out to the ring, the place erupted thunderously. And I was like, you're right. You're right. I'm like, you hear that? Okay. We had a match. Rusev is so easy and fun to work with. He beat the hell out of me. And I think I slid over and beat him. I came to the back, and people all put their hands out and said, wow, I've never heard that reaction. I walked right past him, picked up a case of water, and threw it against the wall. And I was like, why the hell is that not on TV? A little hot-headed, a little bit too much, but. That match is something that sits with me. It was a 5-minute dark match, and it goes, one, that's not how you're supposed to act at your job, obviously, but sometimes you have to do a little yelling and apologizing later. You shouldn't be throwing things, though, for sure. Harmless water, though. It was okay. We recycled the bottles. Everybody was okay.
Hey, this year people were complaining that they didn't have any water backstage at indie shows. So you actually had a case of water. So.
I've been spoiled for years. I never did an independent. I'm not a legacy. My father and mother were not in the business. And I've been spoiled to know that there is tape and doctors and bottles of water and people with headsets on that work. And then you have to realize that is a billion-dollar entity that is on its own. And now when you go out there, you have to do a lot of things on your own. And it really shows, are you really a self-starter? Can you really do this without this cushy bubble around? And I'm embracing it, obviously, but I live for it. I don't want anything to be easy. If anything was easy, I would never have had the career I would have had. I would have been resting and phoning it in and coasting along. I can't do that. No effing
Yeah.
way.
So I'll end on this. You kind of mentioned name and not being a legacy, anything that you are using your real name, Nick Nemeth. Was there any time that you thought maybe you could use like either Dolph the first name or Ziggler separate, try to keep some of, your resume, so to
Yeah, so
speak.
it's really weird with me. It's not somebody that was like a character in WWF 20 years ago for 6 months, and they would love to use it on the independents, but they can't or whatever. It's like it is so associated with me for 15 consecutive years that it's weird to not use it. So I don't want to take advantage of it and be like, guys, look, I'm making money on it. But I did want to have like DZ or something. So just you could, and a lot of people don't know my real name, and that's fine. But I say, you know what? Let's do a clean break. Let's start all over. The day I was out of WWE, I had so many phone calls, my phone melted. I have so many texts, I had to shut it down. I couldn't use it. It was hot. Put it away. And I go, okay, the rest of the world wants me, and they want me now and bad. I go, oh, wanted man, perfect. Use my real name, but let's focus on Wanted Man because it actually applies. I even want a story to be told with my nickname. I was like, oh, it's a cool rat song that I love. And it is a great rat song, by the way, one of my favorites. But then I had Downstate go out of their comfort zone and make me some hair metal that I love version of A Wanted Man, and it's so great and I live for it. And it's that's what I'm doing, man. I'm going where people are begging to have me instead of having me on the bench to use for it in case of emergency. Break this glass and go let Dolph wrestle for the world title and let the whole world think he's winning it, and then go right back to the bench. This is wanted everywhere, and I go, this genuinely applies. So I love storytelling, even if it's in the name.
Anything you want to plug or promote before we get out of here? I know
Oh,
Rebellion Saturday. Anything you got?
Rebellion Saturday is going to be sweet because that card is stacked, and I'm looking forward to it. And I, an avid non-wrestling watcher, I'm looking forward to it because our roster has talked a big game for a month now. They've said, this is the thing. This is the breakout moment for if you get an eye on this, if you want to come see me fighting for the world title and you happen to see some other matches, you are going to see some of the greatest performers, some of the hardest working, some of the people you might not even know. Some of them you might have known for 15 years. It is a special moment for TNA coming back here where they had Hard to Kill and rebranded. I really think it's going to be a beautiful card up and down. And no matter what happens in that main event, it is going to be memorable and special. I promise you. If it's not, I'm not doing my job and I'm not earning my money here.
Best of luck this weekend. I look forward to checking it out. Thanks for your time tonight. I appreciate it.
You got it, man. Thank you.